Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and don't forget, as you're listening to this program on this fine 4th of July, 2022, let other people know that you are listening to the program and share where they can find it at Catholic Audio Media or at WROLradio.com or at WROL Radio 950 AM 100.3 FM in the Boston area at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also find us on your favorite podcast platforms such as iHeart, Amazon Podcasts, Google, and others. So check us out there. Look for Catholic Audio Media. And don't forget, we are at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And is our zip code if you're looking for us. We're at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, A-L-L-S-T-O-N, 02134. Well, it is Monday. On Mondays, I play the homily from over the weekend. And this comes to us from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish. And I'm talking about who are the 72 disciples that Jesus sent out. Who are those people today? So that is what I talk about in our homily from St. Anthony.
I was reading a news account this week about someone who was kicked off of Twitter. A major name was kicked off of Twitter for something he said about something that people didn't like and the whole bit. And as I'm reading that, one of the things that popped into my mind was, I'm wondering if it was never God's intention that we say things that are universally stated. Now, we have universal truths that follow the church all the way around, and that's not what I'm talking about. But if you look at today's gospel, you see that Jesus sends out people, and they go out to the different towns and communities, and they heal, and they do everything. But they address things as per each community. And if you think of that, if you see, there's a system there that the church follows. Because we have the different parishes, and every parish throughout the world, and every parish has its own unique realities. And even though church teaching is across the board, how we live it depends, make sure I say this right, how we live it depends on the community we live in. For example, we may deal with issues in one community that the parish deals with, the other one, another parish doesn't have any dealings with that at all. So it's the different issues that affect every community. What goes on in Cambridge and Boston is different than what goes on in Attleboro and those areas down there. And we can understand that. So each parish deals with issues depending on the community around it. And so thinking about that, and I see where Jesus sends out the 72, and one of the things that popped into my mind is who are the 72 today? Now, we don't know anything about them except there were 72. We don't know if they were all men, if they were men and women, if they were all women. We assume that they were mostly men, just because that's the way things went then, but we don't know. We have no idea. We just know there were 72. Well, who are they? Who are their descendants today? And one of the things we can ask is maybe they were the apostles, but there are only 12 of them, and the descendants of the apostles are the bishops. So even if we assume the apostles were there, that leaves 60, we have no idea who they were. Maybe they were the priests. Well, the priests were called the presbyters, and they don't start showing up until the Acts of the Apostles. So it's not them. So who are they? And the answer is you. You are the modern day versions of the 72. Now, you'll hear people say in the media a lot, I don't know if they say it as much as they used to, you know, it's the role of the, they say it's the role of the laity to pay, pray, and obey. That's not true. In fact, your baptismal promises in them is a mission that each of you have that says that you will open your ears to hear God's words and open your lips to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. That's a commissioning you receive. So this whole pay, pray, and obey stuff, that's a lie. And every time you hear it, that's a lie. That is not your role. Your role is very similar to what we see in the 72. Within each community, you have the parish, and the parish deals with all the issues in the community. But it has the power to heal in many ways. It has the power to spread the gospel. It has the power to cast out evil. The most powerful form of exorcism is the sacrament of reconciliation. There was a servant of God in the Diocese of Rio de Janeiro named Guido Schaffer. I've spoken to you before. He died at 34 while surfing. He's one of the top surfers in the world, but he was also a seminarian. He was a doctor. He was preparing to be a priest. And he would always encourage people as a layperson to go to confession. And he did something very interesting. He would tell them why he needed to go to confession. Very powerful. Guido Schaffer, a powerful man of God, layperson. And all different things. Everything that you bring to church, everything about you that is powerful, that is a struggle, that is good, and even some stuff that's bad, all of that you bring here, you bring before the Lord, and all of that the Lord can use as a way to heal others, as a way to change others, as a way to lead others in ways that are unique to this Cambridge-Boston community that we can do in this parish. And things that we do here would be different than we do otherwhere. I was talking to a priest a few weeks ago, and if you remember, I did a homily on how we have the right to bear arms, but we don't have the requirement to bear arms, and that I'm a veteran, I refuse to own a gun. Well, I was talking to a priest who lives in the South, and he said, sorry, I could never do that homily here, the homily down there. Well, it's different set of issues, different issues that happen. We have issues that we deal with here. I actually happen to be speaking to our state representative this week, David Hogue. Do you remember? He's the big anti-gun activist out of the Florida high school. There was a school shooter. He said that if the entire country had the same rules that Massachusetts has, there wouldn't be a problem with arms anywhere in the country. And I told him, I said, you ought to be proud that he said that. See, we have different issues here. We have all kinds of different issues. Someone who walks through that door and comes to the church, we have, as parish, the power to help that person, even ways that we wouldn't see, just in the presence, and lead that person, as we can do each and every one of us, closer to Christ. That's what Jesus put together. Now, one of the things that you will notice is they were casting out demons, they were healing people, and you don't necessarily see that. You see that in some things. But we all know people who have prayed for things, and then they share that with others. There's a famous story of St. Augustine. There was a woman who prayed for someone to be healed, and it happened, and didn't say anything. And St. Augustine said, what? You should share that with the public, the whole thing that you prayed that someone could be healed, and they were healed. So look, we share those stories all the time. One of my favorites from a long time ago, but favorite stories is the case of a woman who prayed that her son would come home from Vietnam. And she prayed the rosary. And she prayed every day the rosary, and that she had just finished the rosary, and she received a phone call from her son. I think it was at Logan. And she shared that story with everybody. Did you see how powerful that was? And this is what we're called to do within the community. Now, are there things that you can do sometimes that are that power? Well, it's kind of an interesting little story. You may or may not know this, and I learned this from, Catherine Marshall? But I learned this a long time ago. There is a little prayer that you can use that actually protects you. You may not know this, and I've had to use it a few times. I was in North Station one time. And this guy walks up to me, and you have to understand what I do for a living. Even if I'm not dressed as a priest, if someone comes up and talks to me, I can't turn around and say, get lost. It's not what I do. So he comes up and talks to me, and then he grabs me and says, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go to that ATM, and you're going to take out money for me. And I went, no, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. No, I'm not. And he grabs me even harder, and he starts to bring me over there. And what am I going to do? Going to call out and say help or whatever? Well, then what? It's my word against his. So what do we do? There's a little prayer, if you want to know what the prayer is, ask me at the end of church, that you can say, and if you say it, it protects you. I said the prayer. Immediately the man let go of me. He walked away, and he didn't walk away like, why did you say that? He walked away as if not, the whole scene was reversed by 10 minutes. And then he just went off his way. Now, another time when that happened is there was this guy who used to show up at our church in Somerville, and he carried a dog, and he was drunk all the time, and I kicked him out. And someone, he came up, and he just all of a sudden looked at me. Someone said something to him, looked at me, and he walked away. And he says, this other person said, you know that little thing? Yeah. Well, he was going to punch you. And I said those words, and he walked away. So there is things that you can actually do. If you want to hear more about it, talk to me after Mass. But most of what we do is being who we are, sharing who we are as Christians, and that changes people's lives. And that's what Jesus called the disciples to do, the 72. And that is who you are.
St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.